Hello, imta tivse et. Right? Hine chet harishon nitzmach ba'olam mikoach kina. The first sin in the world came to the world because of jealousy. The afki be'emet lefiru ta'ina ele kainte anat sodekes. Even though, if you look at it straightforward, Cain has a good answer. Because Cain was the first person to bring a korban. Hevel just followed. Right? So when God takes Hevel's korban and not Cain's, Cain has all the right in the world to get angry. Because by all means, he was right. והבל אחיו שהביא קורבן אחר כך היה נראה לקין כמצווה של אנשים מלומדה. אם כן, היה לקין תרומת גדול נגד השם יתברך. קין had all the right to be angry. Because קין had the spark of inspiration. He was the innovator. He had a patent on bringing korbanos. Hevel was just a follower. He just did it because that's what everybody's doing. So Cain has all the right to get upset at God. And God said, God, I thought of something that never happened before. I thought of really serving you on a level that nobody ever served you before. Comes my little brother, my brother, my other brother, and says, I'm just going to do it because, well, that's the fad right now. And you take his korban and not mine?
You need to do it twice.
אך באמת, הבל לא הביא קורבן, רק אחר שבא מקודם על הטעם וסוד עבודה. ועל כן לא נחשב למצוות אנשים מנומדה. מהשילוח says, הבל wasn't just following. הבל saw Cain do something, and you know what he decided to do? Come to the root of the reason of why one should do so.
You don't think so? I was getting like.
Meaning what?
No, I don't.
Cain.
I was doing all these theories behind it.
Hevel sees Cain bringing a korban, and instead of following, he's a true chassid. What does he say? See what Cain's doing. But why is that? Was that what Cain's doing? Hey, and coming down to the root of the real reason. Why anybody would ever bring a korban.
Right.
And this is why God comes to Cain and says, "Vayomer lav lama chara lecha, umana flu panecha, beim lo haya Cain shum teana, lo haya niglai lav shem yitbarach." If Cain didn't have a good reason to be upset, God would never reveal himself to Cain.
V'ayinu
im tativ lecha libcha liyot mishtoket la'avoda retzuya b'li shum kina u'b'li shum netia se'et. So what is he saying? Says the Me'ah Shiloh. God comes to Hevel, and what does he say? Im Tativ Se'et. What's Im Tativ Se'et? What's Im Tativ?
Whatever.
What's the root? Tov. Im Tativ, if you will, what's Tov? Better. If you will better your ways. Meaning every single time you want to serve God, you want to do it better than last time. What's my goal? My goal is that this davening should be better than last davening. I don't need it to be perfect. I don't need to be like Moshe Rabbeinu's davening. I also don't need it to be like Yom Kippur's davening. I just need today's davening to be better than last day's. Im tativ se'et. If you'll be better, b'li kina, b'li netia, se'et. You'll be elevated.
Yeah, he's really exhausted convert.
Right? There's a high madriga in Avodas Hashem. What's the high madriga in Avodas Hashem? To always try to do things better. But not for the wrong reasons. Right? Not for jealousy reasons. So if my tefillah today is supposed to be better than Gil's tefillah, there's a problem. Then I'm doing something wrong. But the Me'ah Shiloh says that when Hevel saw Cain, he didn't want to up Cain. What did he want to do? He really wanted to understand why this avoda exists in the world. Right? If I see so-and-so davening with inspiration or saying a bracha with kavana, I could have two reactions. One is I could try to have better kavana. That is kina. But I could have a greater avoda. What's the greater avoda? The greater avoda is not to try to have more kavanah on that person, but to try to come to the root of understanding of what this bracha is all about, and therefore have real kavanah. Hey, I could stop on the surface level and say, wow, look how much kavanah Gil has. I want that. That's the shallow kinnah level. What's the deeper level? Say, oh my God, what the heck does Gil know about Birkat HaMazon that I don't? And open up the bencher, and for the first time maybe actually read the words, instead of just following the tune I learned in camp. So when Kain sees, when Hevel sees Kain, he doesn't say, oh my God, what an innovator. I also want to be an innovator. He says, oh my God, what does Kain know that I don't? I should revisit Avodas Hashem altogether. And when Kain kills Hevel for stealing his patent, God says to Kain, you're missing the whole idea. Im tativ se'et. If you better your ways, if you try to purify and become better, not from kinna, but to always ask yourself, how could I do this better? How could I do this better? Right? Meaning, the difference between a good player and a great player is that no matter how well a great player played, he always says to himself, how am I going to be better? Right? It's not that in a game where he shot 90%, he doesn't hit the gyms. Specifically in a game that he hit 90% and he knows he can, now he knows he can do it, that's when he hits the gyms.
It's easier to say, we didn't teach.
But if you walk around saying, practice,
what did we teach?
Out of franchise, practice, then you're not going to be a great player. You're going to be a player that's remembered for that line. Although you were a fantastic, phenomenal player, but you're going to be remembered for practice. And God says to Cain, Im tativ se'et. Im tativ se'et. Haynu titnaseh b'madrigal l'mala. B'lemala. V'se'etu l'shon kehuna. You can even reach the level of a Kohen. You can even be like Gil. If you always ask yourself, how could I do this better?
If it got wiped away twice.
V'isa aron. Haynu shetia voda kefi.
And it sprouted.
Cheshkecha. אבל לא לפי מדרגת אחיך. כי כל אדם יש לו מדרגה לפני עצמו. Every person has his own madriga. So if you want to be just like your brother, then you'll never be like your brother. But if you want to be like yourself, this goes back to the famous man Shiloach and Aaron, right? Lagit shifcho shel Aaron shelo shina. That it did not become routine. Aaron HaKohen did it for a million times. Like he've never done it before.
No. Bring it out.
Right? So God looks at Cain and says to Cain, you see, you killed your brother because you got jealous. Why'd you get jealous? You thought that he stole your avoda. He didn't steal your avoda. He asked himself, how could I really come to the root of this avoda? And if you can do the same, you'll grow. And if not, you won't. And that's why he says, "Im lo tativ seit," if you don't go better, la petach hatat roves, right? You are at the opening of all sin. Haynu she'amar lo ki lo nitan.
Sinner is basically what he's saying.
What?
He's saying, if you don't do better, you're a sinner.
Tell you what he's. We'll see what he's saying in a second. Elohim tativ la petach. If you don't go better, if your Judaism doesn't try to always go better, but it stays on this, what do they call it, modern orthodoxy? On this healthy medium, on this balance, on this quid pro quo, status quo.
You plant and there's nothing sprouts.
Right? Then, lo nitan zman le'adam. Lashuv Lashemit Brach Rak Beodo Bachayim. When can you come closer to God? When can you come closer to God? Only when you're alive. What happens when you're dead? What happens when you're dead? Sit. That's where you are. That's where you are. You've reached where you've reached, and now you can serve God there. Right? Ve'ino nikva achet v'yuchal ashuv. Aval לפתח, היינו, כשאפס כוח חיות האדם, אז החץ רובץ, ולא יכול לקום. כמו שמצינו בעדת קורח, שתמיד אומרים, משה אמס ותורה זו אמס. As long as you're alive, the sin never settled. It's always on the surface. In Judaism, if you read Tanakh, it's always on the surface. A sin is something we always... What are we going to do with the sin? We're going to wash it away. We're going to wash it away. Right? Remember, it goes back to the sin of a tree of knowledge. Only on the surface.
That was what I was going
to say. Unlike in Christianity, a sin is something that needs to be healed. Healed. It's on the inside. In Judaism, the sin is not on the inside. It's on the surface. When does it settle in? When you die.
If you don't do tshuva before you die, that's when your chataim settle.
Your chataim settle only when you're die. Yeah, when you die. Then they become part of you.
Tshuva.
What?
You can do tshuva.
When you do tshuva, right? When you do tshuva, yachol ashuv. Right, kol do b'chaim, eino nikva hachet ve'achol ashuv. The avera doesn't settle, and you can do tshuva. Aval afetach, haynu she'efes koach chayut ha'adam, as rovetz. Then the sin is rovetz. When you're in the opening to the next world, the sin is now not external. It latches on. Ve'lo yachal akum, like in Korach in Hadassah. They're forever. That's their sin. It's upon them. And they're forever saying, Moshe Evans, Betarasa Evans. V'inam nitzolim iginom. Kemiratam inome omik libam. But they're not going to be saved from Gan Eden because their statement of Moshe Evans, Betarasa Evans is not true. Ki behadea she'adam olech me'olam hazeh bezot ta'odah nishar la'olam. Ki b'im ayu umrim b'chaye Moshe Evans, Betarasa Evans ayu nitzolim.
Like the Kayem.
Yeah. And he establishes your something very deep. All your averas that you've done in your life are where? Outside. Outside of you. They're not you. They're not who you are. They are surface. Imlo tativ se'et, if you won't go deeper, then lapetach atat rovetz. Then the sin rovetz like a lion, jumps on you, and you can't get rid of it. But as long as you're alive, tativ se'et, you can go better. You can go better. The Mashiach says, Im tativ seit, if you're trying to go deeper, if you're always trying to go deeper, you'll go higher. Right? If you're trying to go deeper, you'll go higher. That's what happens in life. If I always try to go deeper in my Avodas Hashem, I will go higher. If you feel stuck in your Avodas Hashem, Avi, come on, we're talking to you. If you feel stuck in your Avodas Hashem, it's an indication that you haven't gone deeper.
He doesn't have to play it 24/7.
That you haven't gone deeper. That everything that maybe a year and a half ago, that was deep. It was the deepest you've ever gone, but then you stayed there.
Yeah,
Nachman says, "Imeina adam mishtadel tamid la'alot mala mala, ve'al korcho yored mata mata." If you're not always trying to go up, then you're going down. This world.
Sometimes the town is not a bad thing.
Near the end of the
text. If it's a Yerid that's Orech Aliyah, that's a different story. But what the Mashiach is talking about is not a Yerid that's Orech Aliyah. It's just a mediocreness. It's static. Right? I'm staying in the same place. So what inspired me last year is not going to inspire me this year. What inspired me yesterday is already not inspirational today. Right? So Reb Nachman says, Im tativ, if you're going to always try to go do your Avodas Hashem better, genuinely, not because you're jealous. Now, because you have ulterior motives. But if you're really going to try to perfect yourself, you're going to go up. You're going to be elevated. You're going to be elevated, and your life is going to be better. But if you're not going to try to make your life better, and you're not going to try to do tshuva, then the sin will become part of you. Will become part of you. Because at the end of the day, if you're not moving up, all the averas are festering. They're festering in your life. So, Cain kills his brother. And God says to him something very important. God is speaking to the first sinner. God is trying to give chizuk to the first Baal Tshuva ever. What did he say to him? You killed. There are two paths in front of you right now. Im tativ, say it. If you always try to go deeper and deeper, then you'll go higher and higher. Im lo tativ, say it. But if you don't become better and deeper, your sin will become who you are. And this is where Rabbi Nachman probably gets his idea that the ultimate tshuva is telling the Yetzer Hara that this avera is not me. It's not me. Because if I think it's me, then I'm stuck. But as long as I know that it's just on the external surface, I could wash it off. Wash it off.
Whatever.
Also, I think I'm better not. This Sefer told us how to be. Bedmut Elokim Bara.
Show that there's
just
outside.
Says like this, Soda Inyan Selim Bedmus. Tzelem u'gufa chayim b'li shum mitpashtes. What's tzelem? The image of life. This is who I am. This is what I do. That's a tzelem. B'li mitpashtes. With no trying things. No coming out of myself. This is me. This is me, this is what I've been doing my whole life, this is who I am, that's it. Kmo tinok, techek shenolad mirega arishon yikaret tzelem. A tinok, and he's born, he's a tzelem. But that's who he is. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. There are many people in this world, they're babies. They don't do anything. They wake up, they go to work, they come home. That's it.
I just thought you'd be a good influence.
That's their life. Well, I can still be good. Also, I'm going to still be around. I'm 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 still be around. Because all of a sudden, she's doing things. She has an opinion. She does what she wants. She has a personality. That's a dmus. That is dmut. What's dmut? From the word dome. This seems like this, seems like that.
So how does this connect to the last part?
Let's first see this piece on its own, and then we'll try to see how it connects to the other two pieces.
They usually flow.
There is a fluidity.
I don't feel
it. You haven't started. The Mashilach says that there's one dimension people. We're going to call them modern Orthodox. They do what's in the Shulchan Aruch, and they go to work. And that's it. That's their life. They're very, very simple, right? They don't change with their minhagim. This is what we've been doing for years. This is what we're going to do for years. And this is our nusach. And this is our minhag. And this is when I go to work. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. And that's it. Their life is very, very structured. Very one dimension. That's great. It's great. They have a tzelem Elokim, right? But a dmus is already a personality. Is already a person who's passionate about something in Judaism. Right, I sit with people for coffee and I ask them, what are you passionate about in Judaism? And everybody says to me, "What? You know what they say to me? What are you passionate about in Judaism? They have to repeat the question. Why? Because when I ask the question, it didn't even register. There's like passion, Judaism, it's like split. What's going on here?
AFB is getting more stark. There's a pretty good
stark decoration. It's crazy. But he says like this.
What number?
Kmo ken benefesh. So too in the soul. A tipa rishona shel divrei Torah shenichnas ba'adam yikaret tzelem. The first aspect of Torah that you are taught that goes into your soul, into my soul, is tzelem. It's tzelem. It's an image. There's a Torah.
It's possible it doesn't apply to you.
Here.
I stand in the door for the reason for
treating. God told Avram, go. That's it. Tell him, you got the image. The image is God said to Avram, go. That's it. It's an image.
You mean like
women? The tshuka, the desire for Torah, the desire. Hatshuka shenistoseva bechol pam yoter divrei Torah.
That's literally.
See,
we always.
It's very simple. If you learn a piece of Torah and you get up and walk away, that was Torah on the level of Tzelem. If you learn a piece of Torah and you walk up and you say, oh my God, I need more of that.
That's like a thing.
That's Dmus. It leaves me wanting more. How do I reach a Torah that leaves me wanting more? I don't want to say anything bad, but a lot of times the structured learning of Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, I got information. Very rarely do I close the Shulchan Aruch, I'm like, oh my God, I need more. I need more. Usually I said, I need to process. But there's Torah on the level that just says to me, I need more. I don't know what that was, but give me more of it. Because wherever I am now in life, my demus, my personality, my individuality needs more. Right? There's certain people you meet in your life, and after a 10-minute conversation, you met them. You met them. You don't know what their team they like, because I like that team. And you don't know what their favorite food is, because their favorite food is like, this is my favorite. After 10 minutes, you found them. You met them. Then there are people that you meet, and after 10 minutes, you're like, holy cow, who is that person? Got to talk to him more. I'd love to hear his thoughts on, you know, that crazy rain out in the World Series. What would have happened if the innings went straight? Right? Yeah. On a pick his brain. All of a sudden, there's a person who's so much deeper. There's Torah that's so much deeper. I remember when I first learned Reb Nachman, I said, holy cow, that was 4 lines in this book. I got to learn more. There's got to be more. And then sometimes there's Torah that you learn. You're like, okay. That was great. That was fantastic. See you next week, right? Says the Me'ashi Loach, the tshuka for Divrei Torah is demus. What's tshuka? Mishtokek. Tshuka is desire. Why is there Torah that is desired? Why is there a girl that's desired? A girl that desired is a girl that you so know that there's so much more to her than what meets the eye.
So you can have you like for Torah also.
There's Torah that you learn. And you say, okay, that's it. It's great. There's a famous story that a German Jew dressed like a, you know, with a hat and a short jacket, once came to Pshischa to see he wanted to meet Reb Simcha Bunim, and he came and the Chassidim looked at him and said, this is a German Jew, what is he, Gishayach and Chassidus, and he's, get out of here. And he goes, I need to speak to your Rebbe. And they said, you don't understand the Rebbe, what are you going to talk to the Rebbe about? And after a long time, he's pressing him, they said, fine, and he's in that room. And after a while, they're like, what is this Jew? And they all go and listen to the door, and he walks into the Rebbe, and he says to Reb Simcha Bunim, he goes, I have 2 shiduchim. One has great yichus, but she's not beautiful. One's beautiful, but her yichus is not as great. And the chassidim are cracking up, stupid. Reb Simcha Bunim goes, Pashat, the more beautiful one. He says, thank you. He walks out. And the Hasidim, what? This guy's, what did he come all the way from Germany to ask this stupid question? And then the Rebbe just like, and the Hasidim run into the Rebbe and they go, Rebbe, what was that all about? And he goes, yeah, you didn't understand anything. He was asking me, when he learns Kabbalah, shall he learn the Ramak? It's a lot of yichus. The Ramak has a lot of knowledge. But his Torah is not as beautiful. And there's the Torah of the Ari. So beautiful. But the Ari is the Ari. He doesn't come from the greatest. We don't know his background so much. They said to him, Pashat, the more beautiful. Pashat the Ariza. Now this story is very, very deep and it's very fundamental in Ishbitz that the Hasidim who thought that he won't understand the Rebbe, they didn't understand the Rebbe. Whole different story. But sometimes there's something that's beautiful, desirable. Is it as structured? Is it as yichus? There's Torah that is mind-blowing. There's Torah that's on the level of give me more of that. Says the Mashi Lach. On this day, God created man in his image. God already created man, B'tzelem Elokim. Now God's creating man, B'dmut. Haynu ki zeh yikar b'riyat ha'adam. Kedi sheishtokek b'chol pam li'itrabos d'irei Torah. What's the ikar of man? What's the ikar of man? Not to learn Torah. Not to learn Torah. To every single time want to learn deeper and more Torah. Learning Torah is fine. That's great. That's Tzelem Elokim. Man was created on the Tzelem Elokim. But Zeh Sefer Toldot Hashemayim Ve'aretz B'Yitbareyam Be'yom Bara Elokim Adam B'dmut Elokim. Man was created by Tzelem Elokim. Man that learns Torah. That's great. That's Tzelem Elokim. That's creation of man number one. That's creation of man that learns Torah. Then there's a madrega of a man that doesn't learn Torah only. He doesn't only learn Torah. He has Tzelem Elokim. But he has Demus. He doesn't want to know the Torah. He wants to know God. He wants to know God. He doesn't want to know Torah. He's not looking for Torah. God! God!
Through the Torah?
Push it. But the Torah is just a means to get to God. There's a person who's dating for the sake of dating, and there's a person who's dating to get married. Two different dates.
There's nothing bad about either, though.
There's nothing bad. But there's a much deeper relationship if you're dating for marriage. There are certain aspects about your relationship, about you, about your desires that are not going to come out if you're just dating for the sake of dating. There's a depth that dating not for the sake of marriage cannot reach because there's a tachlis.
There is an opinion that people say that dating for the sake of dating is figure out who you are in a relationship.
I'm not bashing learning Torah. I'm not saying learning Torah isn't good. Just learning Torah.
It's kind of what it seems like.
I'm not saying that learning Torah is not good.
Because
I'm saying that
find out who you are Torah and find out what kind of Torah you like.
No. Because there's dating for the sake of yearning for something greater than where we are now. Dating for the sake of dating is being right here, right now, in the moment. Dating for the sake of marriage is being here. Because over there, there's something mind-blowing. It says the Mashi Lach, right? The Gemara in Bracha says, greater shimush of Torah than learning Torah. What's shimush? Shimusha? What's the shimush of Torah?
How did you feel when that happened?
Oh my God.
So sometimes we understand that as being mishamish that the rabbis, right? Greater for me to sit and listen to the rabbi speak than for me to actually learn Torah. On my own. Sometimes we see shimusha is actually doing the actions, the actionable mitzvahs. But here the Mashalah says, shimusha shel Torah nikret a chuka. The Torah is only going to impact me on the level that I desire it right now. If I'm sitting to learn Torah just because I have to, because I told myself I will, because I'm obligated to, there's only so much the Torah can impact me. But if I'm burning with desire, Zeperush Sefer Toldot HaAdam. This is the book of man. Hainu She'im is Ke'adam Liot Betzelem Ebedmus. If a person is on the Tzelem, where he learns Torah and Dmut, that he's yearning for Torah, Kmo She'niter, Yitre'e Bechol Pa'am Itchatshus Divrei Torah. Ve'ispor Shanav V'Toldotah Be'arich Yamim. What's the Sefer Toldot HaAdam? What's the book of man? Tzelem Edmon. The yearning for Torah. It says, Yispor Shanav Toldotav. Sefer Toldos HaAdam. What's the offspring? What's your offspring? What's your offspring?
Like, I would be so happy with that.
Your children. Where are the children be from? Are your children going to be from? How do you know? Because it says right here. How are your children going to be from? If you have tshuka for Torah. If you have tshuka for Torah, if you desire Torah, then you'll have offspring. Just like you. Why? They yearn. You yearn for Torah? They'll yearn for Torah. It's very simple. If you just learn Torah, okay, maybe learning's not for them. Yearning? It's for everybody. You'll only learn on the level that you yearn. And when you yearn, then you maximize your learning. So he says here, and this is regarding go back. Im tativ se'et. If you keep going deeper, if you keep yearning for more, you will go up. You will go up. You will go up because God did not create man just to learn Torah. If God wanted you to know Torah, you would be programmed to know Torah. God would not press your lip to make you all forget if all he wanted you to know was accumulate knowledge. God would not create any...
It's not learning for the sake of knowledge. It's learning for the sake of learning. Is what he's saying.
It's learning for the sake of yearning.
You're not yearning for Torah, you're yearning for God.
Vada. If God wanted us to...
Yearning for Torah is learning for...
Rabbi Nachman speaks about how the fact that he was not smart in his learning group, he was not the least brightest of all the kids.
Yeah.
Of all the kids.
But I'm not going to stay here.
But he had more yearning than anybody else.
Like, my best friend...
And the reason he surpassed his classmates was not because of his knowledge.
My best friend...
It's only because of his yearning. And every time he didn't get something, he would cry. He would cry to Hashem. Say, Hashem, you gave me my brain. I don't get it. I can't understand it. I sat there in shiur. I can't understand anything. And he would yearn. Learning Torah is a goal. Yearning for God via the Torah is the goal. It's a two-sided. First, Betzelem Elokim. God created man, Betzelem Elokim. Betzelem Elokim. Then he created Betzelem Vidmus. Those things have to come together. If all you're doing is learning Torah and you're not yearning for God, then you have Betzelem Elokim. Man was creating God's image. That's great. Good. But Betzelem v'Bedmus, Dome to God. I have to try to be like God. Yearn to be like God. Try to be like God. Connect to God. The level of Avodas Hashem that is real is how can I be like God? Right? Where do I meet God?
So for sure, because like it's...
If I just know on paper. I know everything about this girl on paper. And that's enough for me to go to the chuppah. Something's wrong with me. But if I know this girl on paper, but I want to meet her, I want to get to know her, I want to get to be more like her, then there'll be marriage. Then there'll be marriage.
That only comes if you're yearning to know more.
Vada. Rav Shlomo always says, marriage is over when a person says, I know my wife. That's when the marriage starts to end. But when every person should wake up in the morning and say, psst, I'm mamish, don't know anything. Just so deep.
Always comes back to that.
Mamish. Vada. How could you ever think any person's finite? And so deep. Okay? So Baruch Hashem, every person who's had a relationship with a girl understands that every day you wake up saying, I have no clue anything about this girl, because till I thought I understood something, I totally didn't understand anything. Right? Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. But there's this always this balance of Torah and Shimusha. Learning Torah and Shimush Torah. Right? There's the level of learning what God wants, and there's the level of yearning for God. So we finish Bereishis, Chelek Aleph. We're going to start Bereishis, Chelek Beis. But start off. Starting off. Right now. Is that there's a strong avoda that one can do anytime, anywhere, of yearning for God. And therefore the learning that will come afterwards will be worthy. Shkayach.